his robes for mine, a wonderful exchange, clothed in my sin, Christ suffered neath God's rage. Draped in his righteousness, I'm justified. In Christ I live, for in my place he died. His robes for mine, what cause have I for dread? God's daunting law Christ mastered in my stead. Faultless I stand, with righteous works not mine, saved by my Lord's vicarious death and life. I cling to Christ, and I marvel at the cost. Jesus forsaken, God estranged from God. Bought by such love, my life is not my own. My praise, my all, shall be for Christ alone. Those were some of the words that Kayla and Caitlin just sang. And these words are words of beauty and power. They describe the provision of salvation for us in Jesus Christ. God sent his only Son, the sinless one, to die on the cross for us. On that cross, the Holy One became sin for me and for you, for the whole world. On that cross, the sinless one bore the full wrath of Almighty God. Because Jesus, the sinless one, became sin for us, then we who trust in him are made the righteousness of God in him. His robes for mine. He took my sin and he paid its deadly price, and I receive God's very righteousness, and I enjoy its life-giving benefits. You think about this transaction, it's an incredible transaction. And the song that was just sung, it admirably communicates the transaction that was made. But even more powerful than the words of that song are the powerful words of Scripture. And of all the Scriptures we could go to this morning, we're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. A very precious verse, a very powerful verse. A verse that perhaps at one time you have memorized. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. And here the Apostle Paul says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. And it's a relatively short verse, but in this short verse, Paul communicates two powerful truths. First of all, Jesus, the sinless one, was made sin for all of us. And we, the sinful ones, are made righteous in Jesus whenever we trust in him. So let's ponder upon these truths this morning. Let's marvel at this most amazing exchange that has been made. Let's just pause and think about this truth that Jesus, the sinless one, was made sin for us. Just stop and think about that. Let it sink in. Jesus, the sinless one, was made sin for all of us. Paul says in the first part of our verse, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin." And the "he" in this verse is referring to God the Father. It is the Father that sent his only Son to this world. It is the Father that had a perfect plan. And the Son, Jesus Christ, always submitted to that perfect plan. Jesus always obeyed his Father. And it is the Father who in his perfect wisdom chose to make Jesus sin for us. Even as we read in the very well-known chapter, Isaiah chapter 53 in verse 6, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him, on the Son, the iniquity of us all." And then in verse 10 of the same chapter, "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin." Yes, Jesus is the perfect Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. That's what John the Baptist proclaimed, and that's the truth. He is the perfect Lamb of God. He takes away the sin of the world. He is the spotless sacrifice that totally takes care of God's wrath. Jesus is the one and only substitute who has stood in the place of me and in the place of you and in the place of all sinners that ever have been born in this world or ever will be born into this world. The perfect substitute. Jesus died the death that we all deserved. And he died not because he had done anything wrong, because he never did anything wrong. He is perfect. He is God. So he didn't die because of any sin that he had committed. Jesus died as the bearer of my sin and of your sin and of the sins of all the world. Jesus felt the wrath of God because God had placed our sin upon him. God is the one who made Jesus a sin bearer. And what makes this so incredible is the fact that Jesus knew no sin. He never committed sin. He is blameless. He's without guilt. He is perfect and undefiled. And it's such a one as this who became sin for us. The scriptures are very clear that Jesus is sinless, that he's perfect. He's blameless. We read this in Hebrews 4 and verse 15. The author of the Hebrews says, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was at all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." Jesus was tempted in a way that really far exceeds any of the temptations that we ever will experience. And Jesus never succumbed to the temptations. He always was victorious. He never sinned. We read just a little bit later on in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verses 26 through 28. "For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice first for his own sins and then for the people's, for this he did once when he offered up himself." So all of the other priests, they first of all had to offer sacrifices for their sins because they were sinners. And then they offered sacrifices for the people. But Jesus, what did he do? He offered up himself once for all for the people, not for anything that he had done, but for us. Jesus died. He is the perfect one. We read this in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 and 22. "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth." Jesus never committed sin. And then 1 John chapter 3 and verse 5, "And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin." The scriptures cannot be any more clear. Jesus is the perfect sinless one. And so when we think that God made this sinless one to be sin for us, wow, that's incredible, isn't it? The Son of God, the sinless one, was made sin for a world of sinners. The one who is perfectly holy was made the bearer of everyone's sin. So let's make this personal here. Think of all the sins that you have committed, and we don't even know all the sins that we have committed, but think of all of our wickedness. Think about all of our pride and our lust. Think about our greed and our selfishness, and the list could go on and on and on. Think about the lies that we have told. Think about the times when we have been hateful or bitter. All of these sins have been placed upon Jesus. And it's not just our sins, it's the sins of all the world. Think about the immensity of that sin that was placed on Jesus. He was made sin for us. Paul says this in Galatians chapter 3. "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." Jesus became a curse for us whenever he hung upon the tree. Jesus was made sin for us when he hung upon that tree. He died the death that we all deserve. He bore the brunt of God's terrible wrath. Jesus, the one who never sinned, experienced the full penalty of all of our sin. Only slightly do we understand what it meant whenever Jesus cried out just before he passed, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Why did he cry those words out? He cried those words out because he was made sin for us. There is a breach in the fellowship between God the Father and God the Son. We can't understand how all that works. But whenever Jesus was made sin, the Father could not look favorably upon the Son. He was made sin for us. The wages of sin is death. This is a powerful truth, a very powerful truth, that Jesus, the sinless one, was made sin for us. Jesus sacrificed so much for our benefit. You think about the love of God for us, that he would subject his only Son, that he made him sin for us. Jesus, the perfect substitutionary sin bearer. But let us consider another amazing truth. We, the sinful ones, are made righteous in Jesus. What does Paul say in 2 Corinthians 5:21? "For he, God the Father, has made him, Jesus Christ, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." So Jesus, the sinless Son, was made sin for us so that we might be made God's righteous people. Paul says it very clearly in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 that all of us have sinned. All of us have fallen short of the glory of God. You know, not one of us can raise our hand and say, "I am without sin," because we are all sinful. We are all totally unrighteous. We are wicked in our sinful state. And Paul in Romans chapter 3, verses 9 through 18, he makes it very clear how all of us were born into this world as terrible sinners. And Paul says in verse 9 of Romans 3, "What then, are we better than they? No, in no wise, for we have before proved that both Jews and Gentiles, they are all under sin." So that everyone born into this world is a sinner. All of us are under sin. As it is written, there's not one righteous. There's none who understands. There's none that seeks after God. They're all gone out of the way. They're all together become unprofitable. There's none that does good. No, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. Their tongues have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. The way of peace they have not known. There's no fear of God before our eyes. And yes, Paul was talking about Israel here. At least these scripture passages were mainly focused on Israel, but all of us can fit this description, right? None of us were righteous when we were born into this world. We're all gone out of the way. And yes, we may have tried to be righteous, but in God's eyes, all of our righteousnesses are like what? Filthy rags, like Isaiah says in Isaiah 64:6. It's because of this, our sinfulness, that God sent his Son to die on the cross for us. So when Jesus gave his life as the perfect Lamb of God, he not only paid the price that we earned for ourselves because of our sin. Yes, Jesus was made sin for us so that our sins could be forgiven, but Jesus also became sin for us so that God's own righteousness could be imputed to us. We can become righteous and holy as God is righteous and holy. So not only do we have forgiveness of sins because of Jesus' death for us, but also we have God's perfect righteousness because of Jesus' death for us. Now, how righteous is God? He is perfectly righteous, isn't he? In Psalm 71 and verse 19, the psalmist says, "Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high." In Psalm 145 and verse 17, the psalmist says, "The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works." You remember what the prophet Isaiah saw? He saw a vision of the Lord in all of his majestic glory, in all of his holiness. And in Isaiah 6 and verses 1 through 3, this is what we read. "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And above it stood the seraphims, and each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Our God is perfectly holy. And Isaiah was able to experience this incredible vision where the angels were saying one to another, that God is holy. Our God is holy and just. He is perfect. And we, as lost sinners, we're far from that. But whenever we trust in Jesus, God's righteousness is given to us. That's why Jesus died for us. That's why he became sin for us. He died and rose again so that we could become righteous even as he is righteous. In Jesus and in him alone are we able to be made righteous as God is. So whenever we trust in Jesus, and I hope you've trusted in Jesus, if you've trusted in Jesus, then you can be assured that Jesus took your place on that cross, and because of that, your sins are washed white as snow, and you are righteous just as God is righteous. It's an amazing gift. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verses 30 and 31, this is what Paul says, "But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption." So Jesus, what is he to us? He is our righteousness and much more. In 1 Corinthians 6 and verses 9 through 11, Paul says, "Don't you know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." So as a lost sinner, we can't inherit God's kingdom. But then Paul says, "And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of our Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." It's because of Jesus and his death for us. Jesus became sin for us so that we could become righteous in him. Romans chapter 5 and verse 17. "For if by one man's offense, death reigned by one." So sin entered the world and death entered the world through Adam. But Paul goes on to say, "Much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ." So through Adam became sin and death. Through Jesus, our sin bearer, comes righteousness and grace. Paul testifies this in Philippians chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. Paul says that it's his desire to be found in Jesus, not having his own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. We are able to be righteous even as God is righteous, and it's only because of Jesus, our sin bearer. So which of us are righteous on our own? None of us. But all of us can be righteous with the righteousness of God because of Jesus who became sin for us. Have you trusted in Jesus today? Do you recognize him as the one who took your place on that cross? He is the one who became sin. And your sin was placed on Jesus. He became your sin. And granted, we can't even understand fully what happened there, but God viewed Jesus in such a way that he viewed you and I on that cross and our sin on that cross. Jesus is the only one who could pay that price for our sin. So none of us are righteous on our own, but Jesus took our place so that our sins could be forgiven, so that we could have the righteousness of God. So have you trusted in Jesus? Have you accepted the gift of God, realizing that Jesus died on the cross for your sins? He was buried and he rose again. And if you trust in him, yes, your sins are washed white as snow, and you're given eternal life. You are given righteousness, God's own righteousness. What an exchange. You know, who in their right mind would do an exchange like Jesus experienced? Jesus, the sinless one, became sin for us. God, the righteous one, has made us righteous in Jesus. See, God the Father was totally in his right mind, and Jesus Christ was totally in his right mind whenever this exchange happened. This shows us the holiness and the love of God. What a transaction. We've looked at just one short verse this morning. "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." The hymn writer communicates this truth so very well. his robes for mine, a wonderful exchange. Clothed in my sin, Christ suffered neath God's rage. Draped in his righteousness, I'm justified. In Christ I live, for in my place he died. His robes for mine. So it's like we've taken off our filthy clothes. We've taken off our sin. And really, God took those clothes off of us and put them upon Jesus. And Jesus' clothes, perfect righteousness, taken off and given to us. Jesus, the perfect Lamb of God, Jesus, the righteous one, was made sin for us so that we could become righteous in him. May Jesus Christ be praised for the salvation we have in him. Jesus became sin so that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. God is so good to us. Let us praise him today.